Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me at the PT Piano. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the hidden tune, and also the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Lee Kirk is on the phone from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Lee, welcome.
Thanks.
Glad to have you.
Here.
Glad to have you. Lee, what's your musical background?
I did a lot of singing in my younger days, back in the 60s when they were novelties. I spent two summers with traveling choirs, one in Europe, one in South America.
Nice.
Right now I'm on the board of Fontana Chamber Arts, the chamber music and jazz group here in Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a bit of singing up until recently when I decided my voice perhaps deserved to pursue other options.
Like calling in and playing the Piano Puzzler.
Exactly.
Well, and you live in a great musical town. Kalamazoo has so much great music, including the Gilmore Keyboard Festival.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful event every other year. Amazing performers come here.
Yep. Well, we've got a little keyboard conundrum for you right now, Lee.
Okay.
Bruce Adolph has picked out a piano puzzler for you. Your job, of course, to name the hidden tune in this, and also the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. You all set?
I'm ready.
Okay, Lee, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. What do you think, Lee?
Well, I'm pretty sure the composer is Chopin.
I think that means you got it right.
Yes.
And I could hear the notes of the tune, but I could not figure out the tune.
Okay, well, the tune is very slowed down, obviously. That's the main.
Mm-hmm.
And the other problem is the harmonies, borrowed primarily from Chopin, a particular prelude, which you probably recognize.
Mm-hmm.
It's prelude number 4. Those harmonies really don't normally go with this tune. So the tune is very slow and harmonized in a strange manner.
Okay.
If I play it a little faster and maybe play down the drama, you might hear the tune better.
Okay. Well, that certainly did make it a lot easier.
So what do you hear?
I heard "We Wish You a Merry Christmas."
Yes, absolutely. It seems like you're laughing over there. I hope that's what's happening.
Yeah. I'm just amused because, you know, I couldn't hear it at all, and then there was no missing it.
Yes, well, the speed, the tempo has a lot to do with things. You know, it's really...
Absolutely.
There's also some rhythmic emphasis because the way you're doing it in your version, it's... "We wish you a Merry Christmas." And I'm used to singing it like, "We wish you a Merry Christmas."
Yeah, but like many other puzzlers, I left the tune in major. The tune does not exist here in any tonal transformation. It's just the harmony. So, for example, we have... It's in major. But the harmony... You know, and then it starts to go back to what you would expect.
Well, now that we know it's We Wish You a Merry Christmas in the style of Chopin, and in particular the Prelude No. 4 by Chopin, I'd love to hear it with all the drama back into it, back at that slow speed again.
Okay.
And see if we can still recognize the tune in there.
Okay.
For some reason, I'm picturing a group of dour, hooded monks chanting this, mum, 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 mum.
Yes.
And then, and then singing We Wish You a Merry Christmas on top of that.
Oh, that would be an interesting arrangement.
We Wish You a Merry Christmas in the style of Chopin, and in fact, mimicking the Prelude No. 4 by Frédéric Chopin. Lee, you nailed it. You got the song, you got the composer. Well done.
Well, thanks. It was a lot of fun.
Lee, what's your public radio station?
I'm a proud, longtime member of WMUK.
Great station there in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Lee, thanks so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Okay, thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.